appropriate some detail. We'll get back to something.
How many Jews are here today?
No. Reb Chaim Eisler was buried here. He was buried next to two great Rabbonim. One of them was Reb Noach Meir Levine. And I'll tell you one story. You asked about Reb Chaim Eisler in here. I spoke to Rabbi Isaac Osban. Rabbi Isaac Osban became Rav of Vilna immediately after the war. We were at the graves now of some of the famous Rabbonim. I don't know if you will look right. We didn't have time to stop at every grave, but right before the grave of Reb Chaim Eisler was the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Rabinowitz. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Rabinowitz was the last great Rav of Vilna. And he succeeded Rabbi Shifrin. Rabbi Shifrin was buried next to the Gaon of Vilna. And the predecessors of Rabbi Shifrin, we said, was the Rabbi of Yeshivas Netz of Yisrael, Rabbi Gusman, and who later left Brooklyn and went to Yerushalayim. He has a yeshiva still there. He was a Rav in Vilna. And he was preceded by Rabbi Isaac Osman, who was a Telzer. And after the war, Telzers had to flee for their lives, and they came to Vilna. Telz took over Vilna, basically. So Reb Chaim Shifrin was also a Telzer. So I spoke to Rabbi Osman, and that's how I got a little information about who moved the Groh and so on. He wasn't here at the time, so he didn't know too much. But what he told me was that he came to the Zarecha Cemetery 3-4 times to see the grave of Reb Chaim Eisler. So at least as late as 1946, Reb Chaim Eisler was still buried in this cemetery. In 1964, Reb Chaim Eisler was in the Dembovka Cemetery. I have no idea when he moved between 1946 and 1964. Rav Osman told me that while he was here, 3 times, he had to come with the Chevra Kadisha and rebuild the grave of Reb Chaim Eisler. It caved in 3 times. Now, that goes with the story that they wanted to bury Reb Chaim Eisler with all the great Rabbonim, and there was no space. So they found 2 Rabbonim where there was a little narrow space, so they built the grave there, and obviously they couldn't build proper supports, apparently, so it caved in 3 times. And Rav Osman told me that at that time, they said, the 3rd time it caved in 1 year or 2 years that he was here as rabbi, he says this is a sign that he's not supposed to be buried here. He has to be moved. But they didn't move him. He says, but they said then it's clear that he's not going to remain here. He's going to have to be moved. He was moved. I don't know who moved him and how he got moved, but he was moved.
Yeah. They didn't have like a chalkas rabbanim, let's say, for the gdama, like say, Reb Shimon Shkop and
I have no idea where any of those rabbanim were buried. By that time, there was, I have no idea where they put them, but somebody, somewhere near the chalkas rabbanim, if not in the chalkas rabbanim. There are Jews, you could ask, Baruch Be'ah, Talmidim, there are eyewitnesses. There were people who were at those levayas. They're very hard to find, but there are a few. Nachman Elbaum told you, he was here by, he was at Reb Chaim Eisler's funeral. He was one of those thousands that was here. He was a boy. What he really remembers, I don't know, but he says he was here. If he says he was here, he was here. I met other Jews who were here, and I read you that description, which is a very accurate and vivid description of what went on here. There was much more. Jews were arrested. The communist police were here. And they allowed the funeral to go on, I don't know, maybe out of fear or what. You're talking about thousands and thousands of Jews. But they stopped a hespedim. They said no hespedim. They didn't allow any hespedim here in the cemetery. Hespedim were given on Pinley Mill Street at the house. And then when one other person tried here at the cemetery to get up, he was arrested. The Maggid of Vilna at the time was arrested. And that was the no one else spoke. That under those circumstances was Reb Chaim Eisler buried here in Vilna. Okay, that's...
Does it go back to the woods? I mean, inside...
It was huge. I have photographs, if you, at home, if you get the 3 Ron volumes, there are pages of photographs taken in the late 30s of this cemetery. It was huge, huge. It had to be, if it was the cemetery of Vilna for 100 years, and Vilna in that period was the Yerushalayim Litha. This was all the Muskegon were here. All the Jews were here, artists, Yiddishists, and so on. They were all buried here.
Yeah.
All the famous Adam HaKohen Levinson, Yalag, Yehuda Leib Gordon. You learned these names in yeshivas. Yeah, right. All the great Maskilim. He was a Maskil. We're going to talk about it. It's a shame. Anyway, we're going to talk about him and... somewhere along the line.
Say something.
What I'd like to do is, if somebody has a copy of Kapitel Tehillim, you'll say go to Kapitel Tehillim and let's say a Kaddish.
Publishing company.
Oh boy.